IOM Radio Network, the world's conscious broadcasting network. Live on iTunes and archived on iHeartRadio. The voice of consciousness. And now, join Shea Parker's Best of the Best, offering celebrity guests, lively discussions, hot topics, free psychic readings, and expert guest hosts. Simply the best in spiritual and metaphysical talk radio. Listen live on your phone or device using our universal mobile player. No app needed. Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Find out more at bestamericanpsychics.com.
Good evening and welcome to Shea Parker's Best of the Best on Om Times Radio here. Welcome also to my show, Let's Get Metaphysical. Let me hear your mind, body, and spirit talk. That's right. I'm your host, Mary O'Malley, and I'm a professional psychic and medium and hypnotherapist and author, energy worker. I do a number of different things. You can find out more about me at maryomaley.com. That's maryomaley.com. I'm so excited this evening. I'm going to be interviewing Colby Psychic Rebel, and we'll be discussing her new book, Leap of Faith, How to Build a Spiritual Business. We'll be talking to Colby about a number of things, her transition into being a professional psychic and medium. Colby is an internationally recognized psychic medium, master spiritual teacher, radio host, author, and public speaker, and, of course, the author of the best-selling book, Leap of Faith, How to Build Your Spiritual Business. She has also been recently featured on the cover of the publication of Om Times magazine, so you may have seen her face not too long ago. It was a wonderful interview in there by Shea Parker. So, Colby, you want to say hello to everybody?
Hi, Mary. How you doing?
Good. Really, really good. Very excited to be talking to you this evening. I loved your book. Yeah, I really loved it. And
thank
I want to
you.
Say I've been in business for a number of years, and I've had to go through all those things you talked about, but I didn't get to go through them in an organized way. You know, it was kind of put out that fire when you get to it. I wish I had had this when I was starting my business.
That was the experience I had.
Well, even now I can say, after reading your book, I'm still going to be making some changes to my business. So thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. You are welcome. Yeah, it was. That was the thing I noticed too. That when I started my spiritual practice, I mean, I had a lot of business background, but there wasn't a lot of resources available for light workers. I noticed there wasn't a lot of places for me to look at as to, you know, how do I get started in this particular industry. So, you know, that's what really helped me kind of say, hey, you know, I think this is something other people need to know. I mean, if I had questions, you know, we all have questions, you know?
Right, right. So tell us what you did before. And, you know, obviously you're now a professional psychic and medium, but tell us what you were doing before that.
Yeah, well, before that, I was a tax manager at a public accounting firm. So quite a different career, quite a different side of my brain. But
right.
It was great, and it was exciting. And I didn't mind my career. I mean, that's the thing. There are a lot of people who, you know, they're doing work that they're very unhappy with, and they certainly should be looking at making change. But for me, I didn't hate my work. I didn't feel unhappy. I just felt that there was something else I was supposed to be doing. It just was a calling more than me being unhappy.
Did you, we're probably going to go, you know, a little out of order on the questions here, but since that was a nice segue, Did you get specific clues pushing you towards using your spiritual gifts? I mean, was something about that standing out for you?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things, there were so many clues. I mean, that's the thing. When I look back, you know, what do they say? Hindsight is 20/20. And when I look back, there were so many clues, but I was so afraid of making a change. I was so scared that I was making a mistake. But one of the things is, in trying to do the CPA exam, in trying to fit inside of a box that I didn't really belong in, it was a lot of struggle. I mean, massive struggle. It was hard for me to study for it. It was hard for me to understand because, you know, I still remember the questions on the exam. All I wanted to do was interpret them, like interpret them in a different way. And so I think how I was doing it and what I was doing were so many signs from spirit that it was, you know, that they were trying to lead me on a different path. So in that aspect, you know, I think when something is a massive struggle for us, that's time when we really need to look at it and be honest with ourselves. It's not saying that we don't have obstacles or things that come up in our path that challenge us or that make us think. But when something, you know, isn't a constant struggle, I really think it's spirit trying to show us something different, trying to guide us in a different direction. And I do feel like I could have saved some time had I listened initially. But when I was studying for the CPA exam, I kept hearing voices. I mean, I had always heard voices my whole life. So for me, that wasn't really anything new. But as I was studying for the exam, the voices got louder and louder and more persistent and consistent. And, I mean, to the point where I felt like I was going a little crazy. I felt a little like, you know, maybe I was going to have a nervous breakdown. I mean, it was kind of a weird feeling. And I'm sure anyone who's even questioned their life or their path understands that feeling. But the night before the exam, so the CPA exam is in four parts, and I had passed three of them. So, and a timer starts. So the minute you pass one part, you have a timetable to pass the rest of them. So I had passed all three. I was at the end of my timetable. I had one part left. But again, the voices are really nagging at this point, really loud, and to the point where the night before the exam, I begged spirit. I said, oh, please, you know, let me just pass this. Let me have this CPA exam. Let me pass this, and I promise I will serve you. And so the next day, I took the exam, and a few weeks later, I got the results back. And I had failed. And in that moment, I had lost all the other parts. So it was like none of it had happened. It was like it was all gone. And I was so deflated, and I felt so, I felt like such a failure, really. And I asked Spirit, like, why? Why would you do this? And they said, well, because you can't compromise with us. Now go out and serve. And I mean, I was like, oh, snap. So that was it. I never looked back. I mean, I knew that this was my purpose. I knew that this was like the calling. I just, maybe I was afraid. Maybe I was afraid of trying it right from the start. I'm not sure, but here I am now.
And we're so glad. I was getting the same kind of nudges. I had worked really hard to be the person who could help merge holistic health thought and everything with Western medicine. And I finally got an opportunity to do that as a health educator at Kaiser. And I was, you know, I was doing well. I loved my job. I loved the people I was working with. And yet, you know, it seemed like spirit slowly started taking things out of my way, and they made it clear what they really wanted me to be doing. You know, most of my own personal business, even though I was a hypnotherapist and, you know, all these things and had a master's degree, you know, probably 75% of my business was actually psychic readings and mediumship, And finally, Spirit just sort of arranged it. So that was all that was left to me. And
wow.
So I hear you when you say, you know, they're serious. You know, they really want you, they really want us to be doing the work. And if you're willing at all or even thinking about it, they will arrange things to make that happen for you.
Yeah. I think it, the thing is we Spirit does. Here's my thing I always tell clients. Spirit gives you a couple opportunities to take care of business yourself, right? They give mm-hmm. you a couple inklings like, hey, you should be, and you kind of know it. And if you don't listen, then they just make decisions for you. They will reroute
exactly.
your life. And, you know, and sometimes it feels like such a shock or a surprise. But when we really looked at it, it wasn't. We had fair warning. We just didn't listen.
Yeah, in my case, I had fair warning for years.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I was so enamored with what I had finally accomplished. And the thing was, I had accomplished it. I was done
yeah.
with that part of my life, you know, so no
yeah.
excuses here.
No, it is exciting though. And you know, and interesting enough, when I did embrace psychic mediumship full time, when I really did embrace it, there was a part of me that thought that I had made a mistake being in accounting. Like why did I do that? Or what was the reason? Mm-hmm. And I, you know, there was a point where I felt a little bad. I tried to trust that there was a reason. I just, at that time, as soon as I was making the transition, I didn't quite understand it. But now I do. I mean, the whole idea was to write the book.
Right. So we're going to go to break right now. And then when we come back, we're going to talk more about writing the book and where you can find it. So we'll be right back.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello! Join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart. While you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song, you'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
Hi, this is Shea Parker, founder of BestAmericanPsychics.com. If you are a professional psychic or medium and are looking for a group of like-minded individuals that are truly supportive of one another, Best American Psychics is the place for you. Or if you're not a psychic but you're in need of guidance regarding love, money, career, and more, please visit our directory. Each psychic is double-tested and approved for accuracy, professionalism, ethics, and more. BestAmericanPsychics.com, a new league of professional psychics.
So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket, but it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place, and then they act so surprised when I find them, but I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Okay. Okay. Hi, everybody. We're back. Colby, I want to talk about a few things I really liked about your book. I've read other books where they tell you, you get this form, do this, do that. But you were kind enough to actually give the actual website where certain tax forms and other forms can be found. I love that you made everything so simple. Your article on hashtags probably saved me. I am of a certain age and just did not get hashtags. And now all of a sudden that makes sense. I have you even go as far as talking about, you know, establishing your logo, getting a professional picture done. And I wanted to talk about that a little bit. I've heard, you know, so many people say, put your picture on your business card, and you didn't think that was the best idea. So I think it's half and half, but it didn't really make it, you know, your picture's on your website and it's a beautiful picture. So is that something you just sort of discovered by trial and error? You know, it didn't need to be on your business card?
Well, you know, I learned that from Lisa Williams, and I thought it was a really, really good point, because, I mean, a lot of professional companies, you know, they're not walking around having their photo on their business card, and I'm not really sure what it does, because if you're handing someone your card, they kind of know what you look like.
Right.
But you want to give them the most pertinent information. You want to give them the information that matters, and you want them to be able to see that clearly and easily. So that's going to be your website. That's going to be your email, a phone number, and letting them know of a service or two that you provide, because that's the critical information someone needs. Then if they go to your website, they're going to see what you look like. You'll have a photo there. So to me, it just isn't necessary to have it on the business card.
Yeah, and I like what you had to say about how to get a professional photo and to just be yourself in the photo. You know, we all want to look a little better, obviously, but I've seen some that were Photoshopped so much that when I saw the real person, I didn't recognize them.
Yeah, there's many times that has happened.
Yeah, or they were 20 years older than the picture.
Yeah, that
for goodness
happens.
Sake,
I mean,
update.
I had a student the other day, because I teach this book as a workshop. So I had a student the other day, and I was talking about this section, and, you know, she acknowledged that had happened to her, that she had a photo, and that a client showed up at the door, and the client took a double take because the student had gained about 20 pounds, she said. You know, I gained 20 pounds. I looked a little older, had a little more gray in my hair. And the client didn't quite recognize it was me right away. So I think that's why it's important to have your photo look like you. Because when you're going to do a reading, you know, a psychic reading is soul to soul, right? It's built on trust.
Right.
It's built on, so, you know, if they're expecting you to look, they're expecting you to be authentic, to be genuine. And if you kind of show up and your image, just who you look like, doesn't look like the photo, you know, it's drastically different, that's going to throw the client off. They're automatically going to, you know, be like, huh, why? Why are they going to, why? So we just don't want to create that. We don't need it. And, you know, we're not going to be able to look exactly like our photo because, like you said, we get dressed up that day or do a little something.
Right,
something
put on a little makeup.
Yeah, but the thing is that it's really, I think it's important that we be willing, because we are our service. We are our product. And, yes, we connect and use abilities and gifts to make that happen and to help make that connection. But ultimately, in a lot of ways, we are our product and service. So we have to be very representative of that in a way that is authentic, genuine, and true to our soul.
Yes, thank you for that. And it was a reminder for me, my own picture is 5 years old, you know, so it's probably time to update a little bit.
Time passes, I get my photo about, I think a photo, it depends on people, but I say a photo about every year to every year and a half, because we do change. You know, maybe we change our hair or change our style. We may get a little older. Our weight may fluctuate. So just making that investment in ourselves, you know, and doing that every year and a half, 2 years, I think it's fine. I think, you know, it's well worth it. We would other companies that we support to update their information. Why would we not update ours?
Very good point. Very good point. Now, where can our listeners find your absolutely fabulous book?
Thanks. They can, if they go to Amazon, in Amazon, if you put in the search Leap of Faith, but tell them to put the last name Colby, because otherwise there's like a million Leap of Faith books. So Leap of Faith, okay. Colby, it's going to take you right there. You can't miss it. If you're having trouble, they can always go to my website, psychicrebel.com. At the top, it says Leap of Faith, and it allows them to buy it there. So either way, there's plenty of places to find it.
Good, good. Yeah, I found it pretty easily. I got it on Amazon. Actually had to get it twice because apparently that one of the airplanes I was on ate one copy. So it's out there floating for you.
Oh, my
yeah,
goodness.
Yeah, you were saying something. You don't be surprised if you get a call from Arkansas, right?
Yes, right.
So you were saying that, let's hope. You were saying you teach workshops on this. Can you tell us more about the workshops, or if you offer like on the phone or online coaching to go with your book?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have been offering a workshop. I've been doing it in LA so far, and it's great. It's like a few-hour workshop in which we go through the book because, see, you know, people will read the book, but they still may have questions. So in the workshop, it allows that each person can ask individual questions or have a better understanding and grasp of the material. So we do that. So it's a very interactive workshop. It's a lot of fun. And I am actually about to release a video series. So that will be available where people can purchase and then download it so that if they're not in the LA area, they'll have an opportunity to kind of listen to me go through the book, talk about the book, kind of teach the book. Because some people are more auditory or visual and not necessarily the book is the best format for them. So I'm offering it in multitude of ways just to kind of help people grasp the information. And then on my website, I have a coaching package. So the coaching package is, right, they definitely can use it. We can gear it towards their business, help mentoring them in a business way. And that's on my website also. So if anyone's interested in a package, they can just send me an email and say, hey, tell me more about the package, and I could send them the link and answer questions that way for them.
And this is really important for us in the metaphysical world because so many of us are really good at what we do, but when we have to put that business hat on, we're stumped or overwhelmed. I know I've struggled with that for almost 20 years.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, though. I mean, one of the most interesting parts is, right, I mean, light workers and healers, you know, especially those born with the gifts or have been doing it for quite some time, they may not have a background or degree in business or marketing. They just may not understand it because they haven't been exposed to it. But, and also, I really feel like there's been this big thing about spirituality and doing this work that we're not supposed to be a business, that it's not, you know, it's supposed to be for the sake of just helping and healing. But in order for us to have the greatest impact on reaching as many people as possible and to helping as many people as we can, we need to do that through marketing. We need to do that through exposure, because if people can't find us, they don't know that we're there for the healing, for the helping. You know, we're just limiting it. The days of us working in just our little city are over, you know, because everything is so mass media these days that we have to find a way to integrate with that and find a way to advance with the time so that it does build it as a professional industry, a respected and professional industry.
And the more professional we are, instead of seat of our pants, the more people are going to be paying attention and realize there's alternative forms of help out there for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is going to kind of go back to, you know, it being respected and revered. And, you know, again, it's not that, you know, we can't blame people for not understanding the business stuff. I mean, listen, I'm the least tech savvy person you know. And but over the last few years, I've had to learn how to kind of do things with a computer, learn how to do things with audio equipment. And so it is building our weaknesses really helps create a stronger package overall.
It does. It helps you take ownership of yourself and what you have to offer your business. It just helps you feel so much secure in who you are as a business person by going ahead and tackle it. You can do this. You can set up your banking. You can do a lot of this on your own, and you should. You should be in touch with your business.
Right.
Right.
Well, absolutely, because you know, if we're going to be prosperous, if we're going to work hard to be successful, then we need to do that by being proactive and being involved and not just expecting that they will flock to us. You know, the more we can step up and do it, I just think that that's really going to help. It's really going to show people, hey, we care about what we're doing. We respect what we're doing, and we're raising the bar of how it's been done.
Mm-hmm. And these days, you know, everybody listening, you're going to find a lot of people with higher education, professionals. I've talked to attorneys, that are now psychics. It's amazing. And we are professional, and we work really hard. So anyway, I guess it's time for another break. And so hang tough, and we will be right back.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Hi, this is Vicki Snyder, the Everyday Mystic Angel. What's that, you ask? Well, it's an angel with a down-to-earth edge. And you can catch me live every fourth Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Best of the Best. Learn more about me and my services at www.vickisnyder.com. That's VickiSnyder.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
So we're back again, and Colby, I think I mentioned the premise of this show is to help people learn how to work with metaphysical practitioners, because I've seen so many people waste so much time and money because their expectations were not as well informed as they need to be. They didn't know how to find somebody. They didn't know what to expect when it happened. They didn't realize that we all work a little differently. You know what I mean? And so I want to help people get to know how to work with us. So how do you work? What would you like people to know about the way you work and the mindset that they need to have, you know, to be successful? What would you like your clients to know or potential clients to know?
Well, I think just in my particular way of working, I don't use what we refer to as tools. So, you know, I don't, I won't do a card reading or a palm reading or anything like that. In a reading, I'm not connecting to angels. I'll connect either psychically, soul to soul, or I'll connect to a loved one in spirit for them. But my connection is done in just a way of myself opening up that channel. That's just because it's how it's always been for me. So I didn't really ever learn how to use tools. I certainly can, but I don't need them. So I don't do them in my own practice. But the one thing I want to share with people, like, this can be really fun. So I love to make my sessions fun and interactive. I really like to make the person feel really welcomed and warm, and I love to make them feel safe, you know, that yes, we're talking and yes, we're going through things, but it will never leave this room, you know, that there is a level of confidence and there's a level of professionalism. But there's also some laughter and fun, and, you know, we can laugh at our loved ones, we can laugh at ourselves, and that doesn't mean we are any less enlightened. It actually means we're enjoying this human experience.
It does. You know, and a lot of people, like for me, my guides love it when my clients ask their own questions. They want their clients to feel empowered and know that this is about them. So I don't know about you, but I always have them, you know, try to jot down a list of questions before we begin. Don't you think that's important and I can see from your work and everything you do, you know, that's the way you work too. The work is about the client, right?
Yeah. And it's about setting the intention. So what happens is, you know, I want the client to think about the things that they'd like to talk about or to think about the questions they have. So I do. In my email prior to the session, I'll ask them to list their questions. And when I sit with them in a session, I don't ask for those questions. I let them keep them private. I'll then, you know, do my reading or do my connection. And then I'll ask them, do you have any questions? Is there anything I haven't addressed on your list? And I'll tell you, most times, all of it has been covered. I mean, all of it. It's so surprising. And that comes down to my trust of spirit and how spirit likes to work. And the client being very clear on their intention so that spirit works in that way to make sure all the questions are answered and answered in the way they needed to be heard.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? call or sit down and all of a sudden my mouth opens and all this stuff comes out and they're like, wow.
But yeah, it's very
intense,
neat.
You know, and go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. I'm just agreeing with you. Absolutely.
And I don't know about you, but I've been doing this for nearly 20 years and it still surprises me every single time.
Yeah, it's remarkable. It really is fun.
It is. What do you like best about working with spirit? What do you think is a benefit of working with spirit, or how does doing that manifest in your life in other ways?
Well, for me, I like it just because I think before doing this work, even though I'd always connected with spirit, I really was, I think, a little skeptical as well. So I'm always looking for the logical answer. So when there's a connection and spirit gives me something that there's no way I could have known, It's so joyful and it's exciting because it really does provide that evidence that says, hey, you know, we're not alone. This is not, it's not just this physical realm. And when you do a session for a client and at the end of it, you can just see a client, you can feel that they feel a little lighter and they feel a little happier and they feel a little more hopeful and that there's been a level of healing. It's so impactful and it's so gratifying for all of us because, you know, we really are connected. We really are. And that's why, you know, when people tell you you can't take things personally and it's not about you, I understand why we do. We do because we have that deeper knowing that we are connected. So, It is this intricate, beautiful bond that we have with one another and that we have with spirit.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to explain to someone who's, you know, not on that end of it, but there's just something so beautiful about the process and so intimate. And I know that spirit is talking through me and saying things that no one else could say to them, you know, without them, you know, putting their defenses up and things like that. But when spirit is providing the words and the energy behind it, people just go, oh, I get it. I get it. It's the most intimate, beautiful experience. I love it.
Yeah.
It sounds like it is. Sounds like
it is.
Do
it's
too.
Gorgeous. I really do. You know, I take the work very seriously with a lot of responsibility because, you know, there is a lot of influence just in a session that we can have. So we, you know, as long as we're working with integrity and working with our heart, you know, it's incredible. It's so incredible the things that come out and the things that are said and it's fun, though. It really is fun. It's a fun job. People take it. I don't know if they understand, like, in a session, the kind of bond that we have with a client. You know, we build this bond with their loved ones, and it's fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's true. There's a lot of love. There's a lot of comfortable feelings, comforting feelings, you know, involved in the process for both the client and the, you know, the channel, the practitioner. And that's not just for psychic and medium work. There's other things that I do, and I'm sure you do too, where spirit is just joined with it and is a part of all the work, even when I'm doing hypnosis. You know, I can feel spirit there guiding us both, helping to ask the right questions, you know, things like that. So, you know, once we open the door and we realize we're not alone, like you said, that partnership is just incredible. And it's never judgment. You know, there's never any punishment. There's never anything like that. It's all beautiful. And it's just, it's so refreshing, you know, after having to deal with the real world to have a few moments of communion there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, Before the last break, I was seeing that I had been talking to attorneys and doctors and you know, people with masters in education and so many otherwise professionals are feeling the push. You know, spirit's giving them the nudge, and they're not quite sure what to do, but they know they really want to do the work. Either they're realizing they're a healer of, you know, some capacity, they're psychic, they're medium, you know, you went through it, I went through it, you know, what more would you have to say to encourage somebody to follow that nudge from spirit?
Well, I feel like people, they'll know because it's like a nagging that they can't seem to get rid of or fill. So if there is a push to do something else or to serve spirit, they can certainly serve spirit in many ways. I don't necessarily believe that someone needs to give up their full-time professional career in order to serve spirit. So, mm-hmm. you know, that we can still do it in so many ways that may fill up their cup. you know, especially if they're not ready to let go of that security and that comfort. But for the people that are ready, or at least feel like they want to, you know, you're not going to get to a place of not being nervous. I mean, I was so nervous. I was so afraid. I thought, what if I was making a colossal mistake? What if I really wasn't supposed to do this? And I was going to throw away 14 years of all this hard work. And I just stopped myself and said, well, wait a second. You wouldn't have this feeling and this nudge for so long if there wasn't something to it. And you know what? If you end up making a big, huge mistake, you can always go back to accounting. It's not like taxes are going to go away. So Lisa Williams said to me a couple of years ago, Lisa Williams, who was my mentor and teacher, she would say, Colby's got it locked in all the corners. She deals, they always say, as long as you have two jobs, death and taxes, you'll always have a living. And I dealt with both death and taxes, so I'm okay.
Yeah, you're good. That's really
I'm good.
Good. That's
I'm
really
okay.
Good.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, one question I want to ask too, did you start out as just a psychic or just a medium, or did both of those kind of come to you together, or was one developed more than another, you know, or
well,
developed differently over time?
There. Yeah, I mean, my first mediumship experience was at the age of 4. So there was never, and even growing up, I mean, there was never a question that it wasn't psychic and mediumship the entire time. I don't really remember having one and not having the other. I just don't know if I knew that you could make a career doing it. I didn't realize that, you know, you could actually do it as a career. So for me, they've both been the same. But I think they're like muscles. So we have to work them out. We should be doing training, should be constantly exercising and working them so that they become stronger.
Yes, that's true. And we're going to talk a little bit more about your training and trainings that you offer when we come back. So stay with us, everyone.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was 6, my days were spent playing basketball. When I was 6, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was 6, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn to spot a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. I'm Paul George. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Great. So we're back with Colby Psychic Rebel. I love that. I just caught my eye the first time I ever saw it. So I wanted to ask you about your training And I believe you teach a number of different workshops. If you can tell us about those, that'd be great.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I do teach. And it's just funny. I wasn't planning on teaching. That was something Lisa Williams basically was like, Colby, when are you signing up for the Master Teacher course? But I love Lisa, because I think the great thing about it is it shows she's an amazing teacher, because she saw something. She saw something in me that I wasn't ready to see, or that I wasn't able to see. And, you know, so I feel so honored and proud to teach her work today. You know, I'm one of her master teachers through her school, Lisa Williams International School of Spiritual Development. And here in Los Angeles, I teach workshops, different kinds, beginners, intermediate, and advanced mediumship. I teach platform, you know, demonstrating in a public forum. I now teach the book, because, again, I just want to help people. I want to help everyone, either people who just want to help develop their own gifts, or even have just a better understanding of their intuition, to help professional mediums really take it to the next level. I really want to try to help as many people as I can. I feel like that's just going to be my only way to leave a mark.
I understand. I can see my career moving more into teaching at this point also. And there is a moment when, and even that's a spirit nudge. I mean, it came through Lisa Williams for you, but now you're going to do this.
Yeah, I remember when she first asked me, though, and I thought she's crazy. I thought, what is she, I'm teaching this work? But I laugh now, because I love it. And actually tonight, my circle is starting. I hold a circle in Los Angeles. I don't do it too often these days, but I'm holding a circle, and in the circle, it's fast-paced, lots of exercises. We really help push people outside their comfort zone. I mean, my big thing, everybody has the power to step into their gifts, and I just want to help push them outside their comfort zone, only because I know for me that was the hardest part, is staying safe and secure in my little world, and I needed to kind of break out of it in order to find my true calling, in order to feel a sense of fulfillment. So I really want to help other people find that within themselves.
And I truly believe that each one of us has extrasensory perception in some form or other, and that we have a right to use that gift, and maybe even an obligation to use, you know, that gift. It's the way Spirit showed it to me was like everybody who has legs can run. Some of us naturally run faster, you know, right at the beginning, but that doesn't mean you can't, like you said, build up that muscle and be a faster runner. And even these days, people who've lost their legs can run, you know, with science. So we all have a little bit of it, and we should be using it for our own good at the very least, to learn to trust ourselves and develop that connection with Spirit. And I hold classes on occasion, and I ask people to, you know, talk about their woo-woo experiences, and every single one of them says they've never ever been able to talk about that before. And it's like, it feels so good to be able to open the door for that, for people to talk about their own gifts. I can imagine people really appreciating your classes, because it's so important. It's so important for all of us. Yeah. You trained with Lisa Williams, right?
Yeah, I trained with a lot of teachers, but a lot of my training has definitely been with Lisa Williams. Absolutely.
And so, being already psychic and already a medium, how do you think training benefited you? So people out there who are considering...
Yeah, that's a great question, because there's a, you know, there's some people who try to make these digs or these comments of being naturally gifted, that they don't need training. And I think that's just the silliest thing, because all of us can have a natural gift or a natural ability, but training helps you define it. Training helps you strengthen it. Training helps you look at it from other ways, and it can do so many things for you. It can boost your confidence. It can boost your detail. It can help increase your connection. And, you know, training, I think, is important. I mean, there's not really too many industries where people can do something without some level of training. Even the most gifted athletes train. Even the most gifted actors have done training. So I think training is really important, and it should be something we consider definitely in this industry. And I think certification programs, not all of them, but there's certification programs in which, you know, if there's legitimate testing, if there's, you know, like Lisa does blind testing, she does, you know, where you won't even know someone and you have to do a reading and then that person fills out an evaluation card. I mean, it's very, very objective and authentic, and it really does help. It helps, because when someone sees that certification up on my wall, they know I'm serious, they know I'm committed, and they know that I've been tested. They know that there's an ethics that you have to pass in order to get certified. So there's just a level of pride behind it as well. There's a level of, I care enough about what I do that I'm going to train, and I'm going to help other people build that gift. I'm going to help other people build a reputation for themselves, so that as a community, again, we can just kind of help raise that bar.
I think that that is a very, very important point, a very important point for, you know, for most of my career, there wasn't much out there as far as training, and, you know, it was pretty much trial by fire, and that's how I learned.
Yeah.
Was,
yeah,
people would ask me, so I would give it a try, you know. But, boy, yeah, having some structure and, you know, just really to help build your confidence and be even more aware of yourself and your gifts, I think that's wonderful, really wonderful. And now, speaking of ethics,
yes,
I am aware of people who are psychic and they run up to perfect strangers and say, I have a message for you.
Yeah.
I have a problem with that, because when I've seen it happen, the first look on a person's face is there's a certain amount of trauma involved,
yeah,
in that. You know, I've seen it on,
right,
TV shows and this and that. How do you feel about that? I kind of have this, if they don't ask, I don't tell. You know, if they,
yeah,
come to me because they're looking,
yeah,
for information.
We have to look at it as, yeah, I think we have to look at it as a, you know, if we're going to do this as a professional career. Some people say, oh, well, spirit told me I had to. And I don't think so. I mean, if we're professionals, we should know how, mm-hmm, to be able to kind of turn it on and turn it off when we need to. I can't remember the last time a doctor walked up to me in a grocery store and tried to diagnose me. Doctors don't do it, right? People don't do that in normal professions, so I don't really feel that we should be doing it. If you're absolutely called to deliver a message to someone and you absolutely feel that they need it, then I would suggest just walking up to them if you feel the absolute need, which I don't think I would do personally. But you just say to, mm-hmm, them, hey, this is what I do for work. I do feel like there's a message for you. Here's my card. You know, you, just if you want, it's completely up to you. I just want to kind of pass it along. Maybe something like that, but I certainly wouldn't read someone in public. But I will say, though, for like a show like the Long Island Medium, I will say, though, in that show, I mean, everybody knows in that show, everybody's been agreed to that. And I do feel,
yeah,
like she's brought about a huge level of awareness and acceptability in this industry, just in common. So I don't want to, you know, I don't want to misconstrue that, because those people are very, very much aware that they're going to get a message. But I think in our everyday,
right,
lives as light workers, I agree that I think it's something we should refrain from. and save it for the time and place and the specialness that it deserves in a private session.
Thank you. And I agree. I agree. I've seen too many people traumatized in the name of spirit, and it never feels right. My gut always says, don't, you know, it's not right.
Yeah.
It's not good. And I don't receive messages for perfect strangers, you know?
Yeah. Not anymore. No, absolutely. Not doing it professionally. No.
Exactly. And the other thing is, you know, you're at a party or a social situation and you mentioned that you're a psychic and people want a reading from you. Prove it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's, you know,
yeah.
We're at the party and we're having to shut down in order to just enjoy the party. You know, opening up in a situation like that is not going to be comfortable. We are professionals. You know, you don't ask your doctor to diagnose you at a party, although some people do.
Yeah,
so, but,
yeah.
You know, to have a little respect for us and, you know, our business and what we do for a living. But it's hard.
Well,
you know, people are intrigued.
I think they are intrigued, and I think that respect isn't an expectation that we should be placing on the public. It's an expectation we should have of ourselves. So if we honor and respect
mm-hmm.
our own gift, I don't think there's any problem with someone saying, well, what do you see about me? Of course, because they're excited, and we should be glad that they're inquisitive and open, right? Because for so many years we tell, you know, people feel shut down. So the fact that it's becoming conversation at a party is fantastic. But you simply say to the person, oh, my goodness, I am not working right now. But if I were, you know, feel free to have a session with me.
Right. So I guess this is the end of our evening. It went very quickly. Everybody,
yeah.
You can, you know, look on the radio show page you have there. You can find both of us. And everybody out there, use your power for good. Thank you and good night.
Join us for Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Be sure to tune in next week for more lively discussion topics. Have a great week. And don't forget to check out bestamericanpsychics.com. In case you need some professional, ethical, and accurate psychic advice from the nation's best psychics. Until next week, take care of yourselves and one another.